Yesterday I looked up in the sky and saw a flash of light that's best described as technically sweet. This odd phrase comes from J. Robert Oppenheimer, a father of the atomic bomb. He used it to describe projects whose technical challenges were so seductive and whose solutions were so satisfying that they completely absorbed scientists and engineers. In fact, absorbed them so much that they lost sight of whether the project had any benefits. That technically sweet flash of light I saw was the sun reflecting from the metal antenna of an Iridium satellite. It's one of 66 satellites used to create a now-defunct global phone system called the Iridium Project. The idea was this: using a special type of mobile phone, a person at any point on the Earth, the ocean, the desert, a rainforest, or Mount Everest, could call any phone on the globe. So revolutionary was this idea that it was hailed as the first pan-national phone network and called gushingly a breakthrough in transcending all geopolitical boundaries. The Iridium Project started when a team of Motorola engineers fell in love with the technically sweet challenge of making a satellite phone network. They got $5 billion from Motorola and other investors to pursue this dream, but within a year or two after launching the satellites, the Iridium Project was bankrupt. What the engineers forgot was this: who wants a $3,000 phone that can't be used indoors? So when Iridium marketed their phones to business executives, they found few takers. Most, of course, already had cell phones that worked just fine, and few really needed to conduct business from a desert or the top of Mount Everest. Although the Iridium company went bankrupt, their satellites are still there for us to see. At just the right time of day, you can catch that flash of light from a satellite. When it's angled to the sun, it sends a burst of sunlight to the Earth. The trick is to know when to look. To find out, go to the website www.heavensabove.com. That's with a hyphen between the heavens and the above. If you type in your location, the site will tell you exactly where to stand, what direction to face, what angle to tilt your head toward the sky, and exactly what time to do this. Also, you can see a $5 billion failure. Although I enjoyed looking for the satellites, every flash fills me with trepidation. May my failures never be so public, and may there never be a website dedicated to instructions on how to view them.